possibly mean that? For some reason, they just have such a problem with accepting that God's word says we need to be baptized into Christ and into his death in order to put on Christ and have our sins washed away. It says what it says. The truth is the truth. We can't change that. We can only accept it or reject it. And God leaves the decision up to us. But like we said, seeking truth is not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing process. Paul commanded Timothy to continue in what he had learned. Maybe this morning you have put on Christ, that you said you're going to follow after him, but you find you're not as diligently seeking as you once were. You had a real interest, you had a zeal, but now you're not as affectionate about it. You don't care as much. Well, why not? If you find you're not as invested in these things, could it be distractions from the world? Could it be Satan trying to lure you away with something? I don't know. But you can, if you don't right now, you can take a good hard look at yourself according to God's word, according to the truth. Are you living according to the truth? If not, there's time yet to correct that. If you're subject to the Lord's invitation, if you need to put on Christ because you are still separated from him by your sins, or if you have done so and need to repent of sins or desire the thoughts and prayers of the congregation, please let us know and come have a seat on the front while we stand and while we sing.